Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Everybody Has a Story is not a book, but it's a website, simpleandquiet.com, that features the stories of experiences of an American raised of Filipino descent that had her parents migrating to the United States of America in the 1970s, right after the declaration of martial law in the Philippines. Every time the family comes to the Philippines during the summer, her childhood memories are best kept sitting in the ocean, breathing fresh air and abundance of seafood, closing her eyes and listening to the musical chorus of the waves of the ocean. As the parents got older and each member of the family started their own, eldest daughter Maria inherited that beach home from her parents as they soon passed, starting in 2015. Maria has since been divorced, content living single, has long desired to pass on the house to another family that want to build their own experiences and stories just like she did. Maria Soberano lives in California, a retired health worker. She does volunteer work in a church, kids' campuses, and does service among friends. Her goal is to share that special beach house in the Philippines with others. The oceans, the mountains, fresh air, seafood, listening to that musical chorus of the waves of the ocean. To tell us about the spectacular house at Johnny's Beach in the Philippines is Lyndon Allen, marketing consultant for Maria. Lyndon, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Out here in the Philippines, to all your listeners, have a good day. Actually, it's a wonderful early morning here in the Philippines.
Well, it is, as we're talking. Yeah, like a 12-hour difference between us here on the East Coast. But we're going to talk about that musical chorus of the waves of the ocean. That never gets old, does it? That's something every day. You'll look forward to it.
Definitely. We have lots of that. 7,100 plus islands here in the Philippines. So we got lots of those kind of waves. Just purely every corner here in the Philippines has that.
That's just amazing. We've talked for 30 seconds and I'm ready to pack already, but we'll tell you more about the Philippines as we go through the interview today and about this particular house that could be yours. Linda, give us an update just overall on the Philippines and how's it going with the real estate market there? It's red hot here in the United States. What's it like there in the Philippines?
Well, for one, Rick, since the pandemic started about two years ago, it's really been slow, especially here in the Philippines, where real estate for the past two decades, it's really been on a fast upswing. And as soon as the pandemic hit worldwide, it has been completely put in a halt, and a lot of the commercial and even residential developments has really been on a halt. So slowly, the Philippines about a month ago started to open its borders, and it's a welcome development, obviously, primarily because it has given access to all tourists to be able to come in, investments at the same time. So really, it's been a it's really been a tough, but yet it has done something good for the past 2 years. So it's been a roller coaster ride, but pretty much in terms of its development, in terms of the industry in real estate, it's promising, very promising.
Well, and we're talking about a piece of property that's very promising. The beach house is located in the western part of the Philippines, located on the island of Iloilo. Tell us a little bit about the island. What are the attractions, the features of the island? And did I come close to saying it correctly?
it is pronounced as Iloilo. Yes, it is located in the western part of the Philippines. And to all your listeners, Rick, they're very familiar with Manila being the capital city.
Oh, yes.
And actually, it's really the nation's capital. That's where the seat of authority is. And it's by plane coming from Manila. It's close to about an hour you go to the city of Iloilo. So that's where it is located, in the western region of the Philippines. And then from the city of Iloilo, you travel about 2 hours, reaching the town of San Joaquin. The town of San Joaquin, pretty much is a very quiet town. Monday to Fridays, Rick, you'll be surprised. It's almost like a regular Sunday. So pretty much it's a very close-knit town. And there are several tourist attractions in this particular town. One popular tourist attraction in this particular town is a shrine. It's called Garin Farm. So it's pretty much as an attraction of both a sanctuary, at the same time sitting on a mountain wherein you can actually do a worship time, quiet time. So this particular town is a close-knit town. And Johnny's Beach, where the property stands, actually is located in this particular town, the town of San Joaquin. It's a coastal town. So pretty much there's lots of fishing that goes on. That's the main livelihood of the community that lives in the town. And of course, since it is there's lots of there's crops, there's about close to 50%. There are farmers as well that that grows crops in the town. But pretty much it's a very small, quiet town. And this happens at Janus Beach. Janus Beach happens to be located in this particular town.
With us on the program today and talking about the town and this particular property at Johnny's Beach is Lyndon Allen, marketing consultant for Maria, who is the owner and trying to find another family to enjoy this for the decades as she did with her family. The website is simpleandquiet.com. I love that website, simpleandquiet.com. The video portion of the interview we're doing with Lyndon, you'll find on YouTube, and you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and watch. We've got some pictures we're running in the background. And one, I'm looking at this as we're talking. Spectacular keeps coming to mind here as I'm seeing these pictures. Tell us the story behind the beach house. I touched on it a little bit. This really a special place, special memories, in such a beautiful location. Talk a little bit about the owners of the beach house.
Well, first thing, Rick, a lot of people would come up to me and say, hey, why is it called Simple and Quiet? No, one thing that Maria always reiterated to me was that, number one, their family is a highly private people, individuals. She was raised in a very closely knit family, very typical Filipino family. You know, here in the Philippines, Rick, just to give you a background, one family, one particular compound, there can be actually 3 to 8 families that could be living all together in one particular property. That's how culturally we Filipinos are close-knit. And then, in the 1970s, when martial law was declared here in the Philippines, the parents of Maria, they happen to be professional individuals. The mother was a teacher in a state university here in the Philippines. Together with the husband, decided to move to the U.S., bring along Maria and the younger siblings when they were like in the 70s. And from there, it's been a constant travel back and forth, building memories. And all that Maria can remember on those years, from the 70s up until at present, she was able to build a lot of memories. She would share stories after stories. And it's unbelievable that, and the same thing with the mom. The mom, while she was still around, would share stories to her while she was growing up in the 60s. So you can just imagine, because here in the, as I mentioned earlier, the town of San Joaquin is really a small, close-knit town. And a regular Monday is almost like a Sunday. So up until today. And that's the reason why the website, pretty much Maria was able to come up with that name of the website, Simple and Quiet. Simple, primarily, their family was a simple, she describes her family as simple. Quiet, because for one, she always looks forward, the family also looks forward for quiet times. And she appreciated that from the time she was growing up and from the time they would be coming back and forth from California to the Philippines and back.
The website again, simpleandquiet.com, and we'll give you that as we go throughout the program, and you can get information there as well. And you mentioned the privacy aspect. One thing, I'm looking through all of the pictures that you have on the website, and this would be ideal working out of home. You've got an area that is private that you can get work done and be away from the rest of the family. Then you've got the rest of the family there, and you've got the beautiful surroundings that we're going to talk about. Give us some details on the property. Sort of give us a verbal and visual tour of this particular property, the house at Johnny's Beach.
Yes. Actually, Rick, when the pandemic started worldwide, it's not limited to the Philippines. It's not limited to the U.S. The trend in real estate, the trend in terms of looking for a new home, was number one, because we were told to observe safety protocols. We could no longer go in a public venue the way we used to. And then number two, they were telling us, you know, you have to have 6 meters at least in terms of social distancing.
Yes.
And really, Rick, you know, just for the record, in the world, the Philippines had the longest lockdown in the whole world. And can you just imagine, it started the month of March of 2020, and then we just opened our borders practically just last month, February of this year, 2022. So you can just imagine you know, the struggle also, the challenges also of having lockdowns, having this quarantine. When you're traveling, when you're entering the Philippines, you can just imagine, if you travel here during the period of 2020 up until February of this year, you have to stay a minimum of 7 days in quarantine before you can actually head out and just enjoy the sun of the Philippines. But at least now that the borders are open, it has given opportunities, like for this particular property we're in, they could actually look for a second home. And it's very ideal. Why? Because this home has, number one, so much open space. The pandemic has, you know, as when they introduced the lockdowns, pretty much, you know, we can only move so much. And they're telling us, you know, you just have to stay home. It's either you stay home or you work from home. And this particular property has so much open spaces. So it addresses the issue of the pandemic we're in. You know, if you want to work from home or if you want to stay at home, you got to have a lot of room to be able to move around. And this particular property has that. That's number one, a lot of open space. Number two, the pandemic really, they encourage us to be on the outdoors a lot, because staying indoors, we are in our where AC is present in every portion of the room. This one, because of the air, COVID, it's really something in the air. This particular property has a lot of fresh air that comes from the ocean.
Oh yes.
So yeah, so it's such an advantage to have well-ventilated fresh air coming from the ocean. And not to mention the waves that you enjoy, Rick. You practically enjoy the sound of the waves.
Yes.
You have that 24/7 in this particular town, in this particular beach property of Maria. So, and then number three, The advantage of having this particular property is that there's a house already. It's already set up. You don't have to think about I'm gonna get the property out in the beach, but I have to build a house. This one has a house, and it's not just a house. It's even for the mature ones, even for the elderly. It's friendly, primarily because it sits on the whole house. There's no stairs. There's no second floor, or better yet, if the new owner comes in and decide to have, you know, try to expand, there's so much space to expand. And the visuals in the website would actually, you know, those are authentic. Those are not Photoshop, Rick. Those are authentic shots, and those are taken as it is. And, you know, the same thing with the video that was produced by Lit Prime. Pretty much, it shows the property as it is. So in terms of the property, this sits around the total land, the total lot area is around 2,000 square meters. The house sits in around, out of the 2,000, the house, the property sits on a 1,200 square meter area. So there's so much room for the new owner to be able to build around, primarily because there's so much space.
Yes.
So there's so much options as to where to go, because as you see in the visuals, Rick, the house sits on top of a hill, and then you have about like almost a 360 degree view that sits upon in front of the ocean. So and this particular scenery, Rick, is the look of the Philippines. From where you are, whether you happen to be there in the part of the U.S., you happen to be the part of Europe, the way you see the Philippines, it's always the beach. There's always a coconut tree.
Exactly, yes.
And then together with your mango shake, Rick, you happen to be holding a mango shake. That's the look of the Philippines in this particular property. Going back, Maria has decided that, you know, it's time to pass this on. It's time to pass on this to a new owner. And whether it's an individual, it's a family, she has decided that it's time to pass on this one to a new owner to be able to build new stories. The way she has built this, her own life stories, her own life journey, coming back and forth from California to the Philippines.
And on the website, she has a message there that explains the family and what the family, the enjoyment, the years, the decades of enjoyment that the family had there. And I'll direct people to the website. And you did a nice job describing the website. You really get information there. Sometimes the website has a couple of pictures. You've got the beautiful video that's there. You've got so many pictures that show the area, shows the house in particular. You almost feel like you're there when you're watching the video and viewing the pictures, don't you, at simpleandquiet.com?
Lit Prime, Rick, did a wonderful job. Pretty much because of the pandemic also, Rick, we couldn't travel, we couldn't move. You want to do an ocular inspection of a particular property? It's just hard. It was just very challenging to move around. So we were able to ask the help of Lit Prime to be able to produce the video, produce the website, and they did a tremendous job there to be able to allow the market to be able to see as it is and bring it closer. And that's one of the trends right now in real estate, Rick. Because of the pandemic, we're in limited movement. It has allowed virtual tours, wherein you're able to see yourself just being in front of your gadget, or probably being in front of your laptop. You're actually taken into where to the an on-site experience, and that's the beauty of the good thing that what the pandemic has brought.
And as you're viewing it, if you're quiet, you can hear the ocean in the background. You can almost feel the breezes as you're watching this video. A few minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. We're talking with Lyndon Allen. He's the marketing consultant for the owner, Maria Soberano. And the website is simpleandquiet.com. And you touched on something important there. If investors from the United States, potential buyers, are listening and they get a virtual tour, can't they? They don't have to necessarily go there, although a nice place to go. They can get a tour basically in their office or their home.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Rick, a lot of the past 2 years, we've experienced closing transactions. Just being in front, like what we're doing right now, primarily because of the limited movement brought about by the pandemic, we were able to have transactions, solid transactions, pretty much with what we're experiencing right now. And that's one good thing about the technology that we are in right now. It's real time. There's no, it's taken as it is, especially on the video side. When it is virtually shown, the total experience from where you're seated, from anywhere in the globe, you're totally brought in to the property and appreciate the property. And eventually it would be a full transaction out of the property.
That you can do that way.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's 24/7. It's not like I've got to get home by 5 o'clock and talk to somebody about this. You've got access to it 24/7, literally from anywhere in the world at the website, which once again, couldn't be any easier. Simpleandquiet.com. The pandemic has changed the way real estate has been conducted. How different is it? And you touched on that, but just going back over that in the Philippines, if somebody is going like, what's it like there? What do I have to go through if I'm interested and would like to buy property there? How has it been impacted? How is it now in the Philippines?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've opened our borders. The airports are open from the capital city in Manila. You could actually, if you're traveling from the U.S., at least from Manila, and from where I am located, Rick, I'm located in the central region of the Philippines, which is it's a popular destination, Cebu. So, and then Iloilo is under 45 minutes by plane. So our borders are open. So if ever you get to check the website for the U.S. market, especially for the ones that are looking, I'm looking forward to have a mango shake. I'm looking forward to listening to the waves. I'm looking forward away from the, from an urban lifestyle. I'm looking forward to really retiring in somewhere in the Pacific. And I'm considering out here in the Philippines. They can check on the website, right? www.simpleandquiet.com. And then from there, now that the borders are open, there's no more quarantine, actually, Rick. That was the most dreaded part whenever you want to travel to the Philippines.
Oh, yes.
The quarantine. They'll really lock you up.
And I didn't realize it went on for as long as it did. That was like a lifetime for you over there. But that's a thing of the past, and hopefully will stay that way. And you can find all of this on the website, simpleandquiet.com. The website is laid out in such a way, it's beautiful. You'll see the views, the overlooking the water, the ocean. You've got the balcony where you go out. You got the spectacular view of the ocean. You've got the mountains there as well. It's everything all laid out. And you'll look at all of these pictures and the video at least several times when you go to simpleandquiet.com. Lyndon, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. And again, if they're interested, all of the information they need is on the website, right? They can get information and find out how to go further, how to ask more questions, and how to maybe go about making this home their home.
Yes. Again, Rick, thank you for having me. Maria would love to have joined us, but again, Rick, she's a very private person, so she wants to send her regards to you. And thank you as well for having us in your program. I'd like to thank also for Lit Prime for being able to connect us with you. You have such an excellent venue for us to be able to relay what we have for there in the U.S.
Well, I appreciate you doing this, getting up or early or going to bed late, however, because there's this time difference between here and there, and talking about this this marvelous property, spectacular, the house at Johnny's Beach. It's all the information is at simpleandquiet.com. You'll love looking at the ocean, the mountains, the fresh air, seafood, all of that there, listening. And once again, come back to the musical chorus of the waves of the ocean. I started with that. I'll end with that as well. Lyndon, stay well over there. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Website, once again, very simple, simpleandquiet.com. You'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.